bell means it is blurry hysteria time. Mr. Flora.
Hello.
Welcome to the Flora. How you doing?
I have the Flora.
Let our powers combine. Flora, fauna, hand. What's going on, sir?
What's going on?
Jinx. Not much here, man. It's warm, but, you know, it's not as warm as it is in other places, like 110 degrees and people dying, which is just terrible. But, yeah, it's weather's nice. I am finally not sick at the moment. I was sick last weekend, which is kind of my MO. And, you know, I'm ready to rumble. What's going on in your neck of the woods in parts unknown, Colorado?
Yeah, everything's warming up here too. Had some rain. I'm pretty well over my sickness too. I am no longer down with it, so no ooh-wah-ah-ah-ahs for us.
You fucker got up. I see.
I did.
That's always a good.
I heard that I had to. You know.
Yeah. Well, that's the way it goes.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's feeling like summer, which is nice, and I get that weird. This time of year is like. I get the urge to, like, go driving, like, outside, just be outside. Sure. And then it hits, like, one too warm day, and I'm like, fuck this shit. Come on, fall. Because my brain don't work right.
You had your chance.
Yeah, now let's calm down. Speaking of calming down, I have no idea what we're talking about, but I'm sure these are some crazy, weird stories.
I'll tell you what is not calming down, but isn't very wild to begin with.
Yeah.
But we'll just say it's also hot because it's in Africa near the equator.
Yeah.
I found an article that says, is Africa splitting into two continents?
Plate tectonics, you son of a bitch.
Let's get our geology.
I don't know how to fill out a checkbook, but I can tell you that magma is when it's underground and lava is when it's above ground. So I got that going for me. Thanks.
Well, we got public high school. Thanks, Magic School Bus. We got an article that says, will the East African Rift split the continent and create a new ocean, or will it fizzle out? So I'll tell you right now, this is not nearly as exciting as the stupid-ass title implies.
Is it because they're talking about something that's going to happen in like 1.4 billion years? Maybe not that long, but you know what I'm talking about.
Million, maybe.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, you know, a blip in the timeline.
So but, Conspiracy Bot will be here for it.
Yeah.
Just like all the previous ones, if you ask him. But yeah, that makes sense.
Next one to 5 million years, it might split to create what they're calling a Somali plate. So right now they have a couple of plates right there in the area of – if you imagine Africa, you know how it looks like the side of an elephant head?
Yes.
The ear is the top, like the northwest part, and – the trunk and stuff is the very southern tip. And then right in the very east of it, it kind of looks like tusks hitting out. It's right under Saudi Arabia there. Well, there's a fault line that goes down basically from the Red Sea all the way down to where Mozambique is running around down there. Mm-hmm. And they're saying there's two fault lines that basically run parallel up through there the whole way. And it's growing. They're saying it's growing at about the rate a toenail grows, which I thought that sounds kind of fast.
Yeah, actually, I gotta trim mine all the time. It's flip flop weather, and I don't want to gross out anybody. Well, the world's longest toenails. Oh, God, I'm making myself sick over here. Anyway, keep going.
So the Somalian tectonic plate is pulling eastward away from the larger part of the continent, the Nubian tectonic plate. And there's all kinds of places that are observing this. This one in particular is NASA's Earth Observatory. And basically, they're trying to decide, is this going to completely pull apart, making Africa much smaller and creating a new ocean?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it going to fizzle out? Because apparently that happens, and in particular it has happened in the middle United States, or maybe the northern part of the United States, apparently.
Like sometimes shit just goes, nah, I'm done, kind of thing.
It just fizzles out. Yeah. Like it, the whatever forces are doing it either move
the crap underneath or, it moves or loses.
Yeah. It just kind of peters. And so you can see like the scarification or whatever of the Earth's crust with it. But this one is, it's happening right now in real time. Again, you know, this is geological time. So
right,
you can't even see it happening. But they say it could either move off, create this new ocean, or it could fizzle out and just leave kind of a scarred landscape that, you know, is already well adapted to what's happening.
This is the stuff that happens here all the time, but it's just over such a slow process that,
yeah,
you know, we don't know it. But, you know, think of, you know, back to public school, you know, your Pangea and all that stuff. This is how that works. It's just weird because now we're seeing it or making predictions, I guess you should say.
Sure.
However you want to put it.
Yeah, so I guess if it happens too slowly, then that's kind of what causes it to fizzle.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that just means, you know, stuff under it kind of hardens or just doesn't move as – can't move it as powerfully or something and stops. Mm-hmm. But so what would this mean besides creating a new ocean, which is interesting? This is going right up through Kilimanjaro and parts of the Serengeti.
Oh, So yeah, we're getting rid of some mountains and watering some desert and stuff, huh?
Well, it's not exactly. It's actually a pretty fertile region down in there.
Well, that shows once again my public education.
I mean, how much do we get taught about Africa? Nothing.
Yeah, that's like, true.
It's, don't know anything. But I was actually, this is funny, I was looking up some stuff for trivia about Kilimanjaro and the Serengeti and stuff. And there's all kinds of stuff just in Tanzania alone, which Tanzania is where both Kilimanjaro and the Serengeti National Park are.
Mm-hmm.
And also maybe about half of Lake Victoria, which is one of the biggest freshwater lakes in the world. This is all in Tanzania there. Yeah. And this parallel fault line goes up through Ethiopia, Kenya, Tanzania, down to Mozambique. And I can't imagine how much that would disturb the ecology there, because the Serengeti has this crazy thing called the Great Migration every year, where like 1 to 2 million wildebeests, along with a ton of other wildlife like cheetahs and gazelles, you know, all zebras, lions, elephants, everything. They all move northward.
Clovers and Kenya. Balloons. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. They're not marshmallows.
Horseshoes.
Yeah.
Moons, pots of gold. So they do this huge migration every year, and it's one of these like wonders to behold kind of things. It's where you see all these videos of the wildebeest trying to cross the water and crocodiles getting them, and it was the place that I think inspired the Lion King setting. You know,
yeah, like,
this is where this is running straight up through there.
But it's such a slow process that now one of two things is going to happen: we've either killed all them off in ourselves. Let's be realistic. Or
sadly,
they're probably going to move, you know, adapt over time to something like this if those animals are still around.
You're exactly right. Like, it's, I would think that climate change would get a lot of these animals before the continent rips apart.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I just thought it was interesting that, you know, this is happening, and this is just kind of earth science that people are watching.
I can see where you'd think that. Good for you. Bless your heart.
It's not as exciting as the things that, like, when you say
this is getting really cool. Like, until you're right though. You said it sounds crazy until you go, and here's the timeline.
Yeah, and then they say 1 to 5 million years. Mm-hmm. It's like, come on, man. I want to see some ripping right now.
Yeah, it's like
what's going
to
happen?
It's like when you call to get your cable guy to come. We'll be there sometime between now and the next ice age.
5 billion years, yeah.
That's the way.
Thanks, Comcast.
But I've got bars on 2 and 9 now. Anyway, that is, well, I mean, it's crazy. And then we all gotta get new maps and globes.
Right?
That's how they get you, man. Big globe.
Yeah, big map is
really... Really, sure, they say this comes from because of heat flowing up from the atmosphere, but we all know what's true. Big map.
Big map.
All right, well, we're going to go to break real quick, and when we come back, we're going to keep it weird with some news about AI. Nothing terrifying at all. Right. That won't take a few million years. That's coming up after the break on Blurry Hysteria. Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it. So it's very high on pronunciation, too. So you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And, you know, our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation. Yeah, that's right. But they designed it for long-term retention, you know. If you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do, and then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in, and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition, and mm-hmm. it hears you. You get to use, like, the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long-term, and it's something that it works. You know, and we don't do long-term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now. Get now. Started. For Larry Limited Time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit RosettaStone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete, you're 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off. RosettaStone.com/today. Do it today.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Let's do this.
I don't pay by the belding, so we're doing okay here. Well, we're not going to Africa, but we're going to the internet, number one, on this one. But by way of China, and it's coming to us from the New York Times via Aaron Babel. Thank you for sending this to us.
Yeah, Aaron.
There's been some things going around. I've actually seen these going around before, but the short and sweet of it is two American broadcasters, purportedly anchors for a news outlet called Wolf News, have been making rounds and getting shared on social media. Oh, it's Wolf time. The problem is people don't realize, people that are sharing this, that they are computer generated avatars created by artificial intelligence software. And spoiler alert, late last year, videos of them distributed by pro-China bot accounts on Facebook, Twitter, and the like. It's the first known instance of deepfake video technology being used to create fictitious people as part of a state-aligned information or disinformation campaign, depending on how you want to look at it. And people are sharing it, not realizing that it's fake. Here's a quote. This is the first time we've seen this in the wild. I love that. Says Jack Stubbs, the vice president of intelligence at Graphica, a research firm that studies disinformation. Says Graphica discovered the pro-China campaign, which appeared intended to promote the interests of the Chinese Communist Party and undercut the United States for English-speaking viewers. And I see nothing there that surprises me, sadly. And it says, although the use, that is, of deepfakes and the recent discovery of pro-China disinformation campaign was ham-handed, it opens a new chapter in information warfare. And that is the truth here. In recent weeks, another video using similar AI technology was uncovered online, showing fictitious people who describe themselves as Americans promoting support for the government of Burkina Faso, which faces scrutiny for links to Russia. Man, talk about a new way of fighting a war, all through AI disinformation. And the scary part of this is the AI software can be easily purchased online. Videos in a matter of minutes and subscription start just a few dollars a month. That comes from Mr. Stubbs. He says it makes it easier to produce content at scale and people can pump these out. You can do it in the comfort of your own home. Overthrow a government. Have fun. Make something for grandma. The technology is made by this company called Synthesia. I don't know how to. S-Y-N-T-H-E-S-I-A. Synthesia. It's that. An AI company based above a clothing shop in London's Oxford Circus. So that's fun. Just a, you know, they just got a little place. They're like, we're not trying to do anything bad, and we're pro-China. Aw, shit.
Good grief.
And Russia. I think the takeaway of this is, even though these have been caught, people are not aware. They are sharing them, and this is going to get way more sophisticated. And also, you're going to see it with people that have not – you're going to see people saying it, like, in the news, like, maybe here's Donald Trump, and here's Joe Biden, or here's whoever – here's, and it's not Hillary really
Clinton,
them.
Clinton eating a baby.
Right. That, and people are not going to realize it's fake. So how
especially these days with people being so fucking dumb.
Well, about picking out, just like these AI images you see, like, this is the largest horse ever. No, that's AI. A horse was never 17 tons and over 25 feet tall, you dingus. Like, there's stuff like that all the time. But it is going to get better and better and better. And it was fun at the beginning when you see things like, oh, my God, that looks just like Tom Cruise.
Well, yeah, like anything, right? It can have great applications to it.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Stuff. But if misused.
Yep. Yep.
It's like a knife, you know? A knife is a great tool, but it could also be a weapon.
Yeah. Or a poop knife, you know, frozen poop. We've talked about that on here before. That one really bothered Chris Cogswell. I love, he's like, this just wouldn't work. I'm like, it's science, dude. They said it worked. I don't believe it. Like, you're the craziest scientist I've ever known in my life. not like I hang out at science bars. Hey, guys.
Pick fights. Yeah. Hey, guys. Anybody got a poop knife you can lend me? And then everybody, just the music stops. Everybody turns and looks.
We don't take kindly to your kind around here.
We don't take kindly to those types of hypotheses around here.
Hey, beat his ass and show your work.
Take detailed notes.
Oh, that
show
ass.
Us the empirical evidence of his ass getting beat.
kids. Well, probably that's going to wipe us out before Africa rips in two, so we don't have to worry about it.
Right? Like, and here's the thing. Here's another scary part of this. Like, what if the AI, what if China, Russia, and all that, they're just children in this game? They don't really fully know how to use this or not, and it's the AI itself that is setting this up to make humans fight each other.
Well, that's just a wonderful fucking thought right there, sir.
Right?
Sleep well tonight, children. Well, and you got to think, too, is U.S. doing this? I'm sure. I'm sure they are. If they're not, I would be surprised and shame on us.
Well, yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say. It would be
not hard bad to say. Actors. Just say it. It's fine. You can say it. It's fine.
Well, I'm just thinking, like, you know, are there some like moral high ground dudes, and then there's just people who get their hands on it, and they're like, I want to,
yeah, maybe so. Right.
Screw I know what you over mean. This. You know, my political rivals or something.
Are you busy know, today? No. Do you want to disable a large government? Okay. Come on down to Synthesia.
So have you – I won't spoil anything, but the new season of Black Mirror is out.
Have not seen.
The first episode, I would say, is directly tied to this. In a way, not 100% straight up like this, but it is very, very much in the realm that this article is talking about.
So when you go to look it up online, it says Black Mirror fiction that has a question mark, and that's not concerning at all.
Basically, and those are the good ones, you know. Like this is like the Black Mirror stuff is that's the best is the stuff that could actually really happen. Mm-hmm. But it's funny. It's a comedic, like dark comedy one. So if you haven't watched the first episode of this new season of Black Mirror, watch it after listening to this. I think not only will you get a kick out of it, but yeah, it's kind of scary. Like what – it's just one of those Twilight Zone-y type of things.
Yeah, it's a crazy world we're living in, and we all get to experience it because it's we're runaway technology. I don't even know how to describe. It is terrifying in a way.
It's yeah. It's and it's also exciting and terrifying. Exciting.
Exactly. So I'm all for it. Bring it on. Bring on our demise. Oh well.
What would you compare this to in history?
I don't know. That's a truth because invention? I mean the Industrial Revolution, but completely different. Yeah, it's a scientific like revolution. It's not even the scientific cars? Revolution, I guess, because the problem is, I think 15 years from now, our lives are going to look very different than they do right now. And that might be overstating. It might be 10. It could even be 5 as these things become more and more commonplace. So it's a very, very interesting time to be alive. And I hope that people that have the power to do so are being cautious with the power that they wield.
Huh. Well, keep dreaming.
Lowered expectations. All right, kids. Well, we would love to get your ideas for weird stories. And not just ideas. We'd love to get your links to weird stories. Shoot them to us, weird@hysteria51.com, hysteria51.com. And we will put them on here and do our best to poorly describe them week after week. All right.
Nailed it.
All right. Kids, we'll see you next time on Blurry Hysteria.
Boy.
Meeting adjourned.